You're listening to KNKX. Leaders in Tacoma have voted to allow more legal tent cities for people who are homeless. Right now, there's just one in Tacoma. It opened last year, and it's an experiment for city leaders who are trying to move more people out of illegal encampments and create enough stability for them to rebuild their lives. 88.5's Will James checks in with someone who lived there.
I met William Bell last June. He was 80 days off drugs and lugging a big cart of belongings from the vacant lot where he camped to a new city-sanctioned tent city down the road. Like a lot of his neighbors, Bell was annoyed the city was moving him, but also hopeful.
Each day that you're on this side of the dirt, you got a chance to change something.
I caught up with Bell recently at a Tacoma shelter called Nativity House, where he meets with his caseworker. He recently left Tacoma's tent city after 7 months.
What was it like staying there? Did you like it?
Oh no, oh my God, it's drama.
It was close quarters. Tacoma's tent city is made up of dozens of tents lined up inside a much bigger tent.
You got 80 to 90 people, and you got 80 to 90 personality, people stealing, people doing drugs, people doing this, people getting on your nerves. You've got to be like prayed up for it.
He couldn't wait to get out, but he says he couldn't get an apartment because of his criminal record. So he got a towing company to sell him an RV for a dollar. He and his wife have been living in it since January. As much as he hated the tent city, it helped him. It's where he got a driver's license and graduated from a job training program.
You try to use the campsite to get the resources to move on, not just stay there. Some people that came in with me, they still there. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to do nothing.
Before losing his housing a few years ago, Bell was a truck driver. And as soon as he gets his birth certificate mailed to him, he starts school to get a new commercial driver's license. And then, hopefully, it's back to the road. Will James, 88.5 News.